no, there's no possibility of enacting the so-called Cooley bill.
Well, I don't know, but if you say that...
Because of its additional cost, and I've been told that by Mr. Freeman that he'd like to use that as a vehicle to bring some kind of cotton legislation out, and he mentioned the Talmadge bill. Now, we heard very little testimony on the Talmadge bill, and to be frank and candid with you, I don't believe there's a ghost of a chance to get the Talmadge bill out as he presented it.
Let me give you kind of briefly what the budget just left here, and we're trying to make it up. And if we don't get something in, why, we won't have anything in the budget for any bill. Here's what they say, and this is confidential to you, my friend. We strongly urge your support of the Talmadge bill in preference to the Cooley bill. The basic provisions of two bills are Cooley price supports 31 3/4 per pound would be reduced to 29 and a quarter. Half cent reduction each the next 2 years. An additional payment of 2.5 cents be made to growers on the first 15 bales. Payment be made to handlers in order to lower the effective price to domestic mills. Such payments would have to be sufficient to remove the inequity in the current two-price system. If the last minute Jones Amendment should be removed in the Senate, payments would have to increase 6 cents a pound. Acreage allotments would have to be set at the minimum 16.2. Budgetary cost fiscal 65 would be an additional $60 million with the Jones Amendment, $130 million without the Jones Amendment. Talmadge bill. Prices would be supported at the world market roughly 23.5 cents. There would be no limitations on production. Payments would be made to producers on their pro-rata share of domestic consumption within a 16.2 million acre allotment. On the first 15 bales of production, payments would be sufficient to bring the price of cotton to between 32 and 36. On the second 15, would yield the equivalent 30 to 34. On the remainder, domestic production payments would bring an equivalent 28 to 32. Budgetary costs in fiscal 65 would be $43 million over and above the current program. Advantages of the Talmadge bill. It would result in one price cotton. It would remove current inequity faced by domestic mills without the necessity of complicated arrangements for payments to handlers and without acreage control. It would return the production distribution of cotton growers to the market system with substantial income protection for growers. It would distribute the income advantage of the government cotton program more heavily towards small producers. 65% of cotton producers growing less than 15 bales would do better under the Talmadge bill, as would the 18% who work between 15 and 30 bales. The very large and efficient California producer would ultimately benefit even the removal of acreage restriction. As cotton yields per acre rise in the future, the Cooley bill would inevitably result in larger surpluses, higher budgetary costs. Department of Agriculture has calculated the Cooley bill would be $20 million more expensive than the Talmadge bill in 65 and 66, and $50 million more expensive than fiscal 67. So the only alternative to higher budgetary costs would be extremely unpopular legislation reducing the minimum acreage. If the Jones Amendment is moved in order to assure the mill's world price for their cotton, the Cooley bill costs would even be higher. Signed, Kermit Gordon, Director.
Lyndon, I'm familiar with what you read there. I had a meeting with...
Well, I just wanted you to know what they had sent to me.
I understand that, but the so-called Talmadge bill has been before my committee for 25 years. That's a two-price system, you know.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And we've never been able to get it out. There's so much opposition to it. And if you were to read the record as presented on the various programs offered, why, there's no unanimity by any group. They're all fighting one against the other.
Can you get some kind of unanimity under your leadership? You tell us what
we'll
do.
Well, not right now. It would be impossible, of course, to do anything this year. And depending on what's done with the tax bill and with the civil rights bill early next year, why, it will depend on when you can get a cotton bill out. I've told the press that, and that's just about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't, unless you can sandwich a cotton bill in between or before any of these bills, why, I don't see any possibility of any cotton bill until after you get through with the civil rights bill and the tax bill.
Well, that's sad news. Now,
I'm just telling you what God's love, and I suppose that's what you want.
Yeah, sure do.
Sure.
What would be your vote on the Talmadge bill?
Now?
Mm-hmm, in the committee.
Oh, I imagine that there might be 6 or 7 votes for it.
Out of
17.
So it'll be
All the Republicans, though, would be against it.
10-7.
All the Republicans. Now, of course, if you can work in a wheat bill in that, if you can work in something to please the corn people, in other words, get an overall bill as they're clamoring for now, well, you might be able to log roll a bill through, but I don't suppose that anybody wants to do that. It's just impossible to get them on these direct payments. You know that. I made this suggestion to the Secretary of Agriculture some time ago, about 5 or 6 months ago, before the Cooley Bill was considered, that what he is anxious to do, and I don't blame him, is to make it possible for the small grower to get a fairly high price, and that's about 32 and a half cents a pound. Now, if we could have a modified form of the Talmadge bill, whereby only those producing up to 10 acres would get the 32 and a half cents, because that takes in, I think, as I remember, about 47% of the cotton growers, and then let the other be gradually decreased under the present law, because it's fixed at 65% of parity, you know.
Listen, Alan, why don't you do this? Why don't you sit down with Talmadge and suggest that to him and see what you all can work out for me? And then maybe both of you come down here quietly off the record and talk to me the next day or two, and let me see what you all recommend.
I know that Talmadge and I can get together, but you can't get the program through with those other people who don't want direct.
Well, let's see what you think you have to do if you were president. What you try to do, and you and Talmadge come down here and see me.
Lyndon, I'll do anything on earth to help you.
Well, you just figure out. You just take that thing, and you got two big jobs. We got to get that foreign aid passed before we go, if we can.
I want you to give me your ideas on this.
I'm
engaged in that now.
I know it. Well, you did a good job on public.
Having a conference at 2 o'clock on the civil rights. I hope to get that out of the way. Then you got state justice to get out of the way. Then you got independent officers to get out of the way. Then you got agriculture. We're stuck on that.
Well, you let them go on and get that stuff out of the way.
I'm on the conference though. And well, I'm chairman of the conference on public works.
Are you the only fellow up there at work?
Hell, let me tell you something. I'll venture to say, come Monday, you're not going to have a corporal guard around. You may have 60 senators. The rest of them are going to take flight.
Well, I know what you do, and I'm not going to let Henry Wallace come to town, because I know what you do to him. But what I want you to do is you let them handle some of these other bills. You do two things for me. You try to get with Talmadge and figure out how you all come down here 2 or 3 days from now and tell me what you think might be possible. Let me study it. That's number one. Number two, see if you can't get my foreign aid bill out, because I've got a problem after problem. Rusk is going to NATO. We've got 10 new governments out of 15 in NATO, 10 of them are new ones. They're looking to see what our new government's going to do. They're trying to figure out where we are, and see if we can't get that on out. And you're the only one that can do it. You can have hearings kind of parallel to other hearings. When they get through their house, make them come over and testify to you, and then you and Talmadge come down and see me sometime during the week.
I'll be glad to do what I can, Lyndon, but as I've said about the foreign aid bill, we had to sidestep that for tomorrow because of these conferences that we're having. And particularly the public works. I hope to get it through this afternoon, and then you've got the state justice in which I'm vitally interested. I'm the number two man with McClellan on that.
You give your proxy to John, and you go on handle foreign aid for me. That state justice hadn't got much money in it.
This
foreign aid has, and you know more about it than anybody else, and you just go on and take this.
Well, what I'd like to do with you when I come back is to give you some good information.
I'm ready for it.
Your predecessors have gotten it from people who administer these programs in the field.
I agree with that.
They'll give you a story, a cockeyed story. My interest in that. When I come back and talk to you and give it to you from the horse's mouth.
Fine. Well, let's go on and get a bill before we go home if we can.
I'm not going to object to it, but I just doubt that you'll do it.
Well, you just help as much as you can, and you'll do it. You can do anything you want to do.
No, don't.
And then you and Talmadge come down sometime along the latter part of the week and just give me something to chew on over Christmas to try to figure out what we do.
Well, I can give you a good take, though.
Huh?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay,